USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is fighting the protective order in his election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking a judge to place in limitations on Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyers claim politicians are already using the case to raise money. They added that President Biden is capitalizing on the indictment after posting a video of himself sipping coffee from a Dark Brandon mug hours before Trump's arraignment. Families of service members killed during the chaotic pullout of Afghanistan are demanding answers from the Biden administration. Several family members shared testimony today at a congressional forum in Escondido, California. Many said they've received inadequate answers from the administration on what occurred at the Kabul airport, where 13 service members were killed in a suicide bombing. In his first one-on-one interview with a broadcast network, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took on several issues. He told NBC's Dasha Burns that if the election is a referendum on President Biden, the GOP will win. But
if, on the other hand, the election is not about January 20th, 2025, but January 6th, 2021, or what document was left by the toilet at Mar-a-Lago, if it's a referendum on that, we are going to lose.
When pressed, DeSantis said, of course Trump lost in 2020, but also said it was not a good-run election. Home prices are up and reaching highs across the country. A new report from Black Knight says prices went up by 0.8% in June after a long slowdown. Parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies for their kids this year. The shopper says cuts will have to be made.
We're going to recycle what we already have at home, and whatever we're missing, that's what we're going to get this year to make sure it fits into the budget, because everything is double the price.
The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than they did last year. Overall, Americans will spend a record $42 billion. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
There's concern in Washington after 11 Russian and Chinese warships carried out an operation near Alaska's Aleutian Islands. The Navy, in response, sent destroyers to shadow the fleet before it left the area without entering U.S. territory. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan said the incident is a reminder we've entered a new era of authoritarian aggression led by dictators in Beijing and Moscow. Americans keep paying more for gas, but there may be some relief coming soon. AAA reporting the national average for gas increased by 7 cents from last week to $3.83 a gallon. Relief may be coming with oil refinery operations returning back to full capacity after a heat wave slowed them down. A majority of Americans, 57%, have expressed disapproval of President Biden's approach to addressing climate change. That's according to a poll by the Washington Post, University of Maryland. The same poll shows that only 27% know what Biden's Inflation Reduction Act is. It's legislation he asserts combats climate change. Weird Barbie, the breakout character from the hit movie, is getting its own doll.
The doll is inspired by Kate McKinnon's character, complete with a pink baby doll dress, short spiky blonde hair with pink and blue highlights, squiggly forehead lines, and a circle around her eye. On Instagram, Mattel wrote, Barbie knows what it's like to play just a little too much when announcing the doll, which you can pre-order by August 18th. In the meantime, the Barbie movie has earned more than $1 billion at the global box office. Lisa G., New York.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.